Hi, everyone, and thank you for joining us. Whether you are live or listening to the recording, know that this is the perfect time for you to hear and work with this material. Okay, everyone, so thank you for all the feedback that I've been getting. Please do keep it coming, and as always, if there's any questions, comments, queries, please don't hesitate to let me know. All right, love. So today we're focusing in on a bit more of the thoracic spine as well as spinal fusion, and we're going to explore the consciousness states for these guys. So let's begin here. So spinal fusion happens often surgically in these days. They'll fuse together a few different vertebrae for a variety of different reasons to create a different support and stability within the spinal column. And it can also happen naturally within the body. Well, maybe not so naturally, but it does happen all on its own within the body, where the vertebrae will actually grow together and that'll stiffen up the spine. So the consciousness here, whether it's a mechanism that just happens to occur within the body-mind or if it's being done surgically, is that there's a profound feeling like no one cares. And that there is never a foundation to build upon. There's a feeling of abandonment and that there's nothing out there that could possibly sustain them. So they have to be their own source of sustenance and they have to be their own pillar of strength. And along with that goes a habit pattern of tending to refuse to accept the support that life is providing. And that all the available resources that they do get are either irrelevant, they're that poison apple or betrayal that should never be taken, and requirements, responsibilities, restrictions are being associated with support that actually is coming their way. So as a result, it turns into a type of a self-containment lifestyle. And they continue to rely upon themselves and only themselves. So this is the ultra-independent complex here. So that stiff-backed, rigid inflexibility often stems from a family that is, more primitive in nature, rejecting or taking advantage of, very exploitative and manipulative, untrustworthy. And there's often an unacknowledged emotional type of starvation that happens. And that in turn can create a type of despair or desperation that always feels like their needs are never being met. And in turn, they learn to never trust that others can meet their needs and that they always have to rely on themselves. So in this spinal fusion example, we're talking worst case scenario, but a lot of us even begin to get a bit of a stiffer spine as we age, and that's often due to this type of a scenario. So whenever we start to see a stiffening anywhere in the spine, it can be related to this idea that all the support that's out there isn't working, it's not okay to trust that, and that it creates a desperation for self-reliance. And so when we feel like we've got our own back and that continues to become a recurring habit pattern, and then it becomes a sort of self-propagating mechanism here that we can only continue to rely on ourselves because no one else cares about us. So whether it's that extreme of spinal fusion down to a stiffening of the spine at any stage of life, it can be related to these states of consciousness. Okay, so now let's head into thoracic 6 to thoracic 2 vertebrae. So the thoracic 6 area here, the nerves that come off of here supply the stomach, and the possible impacts of conditions here can include stomach troubles, a nervous stomach, indigestion, heartburn, or nausea. And those can be related to the consciousness of feeling like there's a fear or a worry, any type of anxiety really around the future. and that there's not an ability to trust in the process of life here. There's a feeling of it being their own fault and that they deserve it, a bit like you made your own bed, now lie in it kind of mentality. And there's a deserving of things to never go right. So you can easily see how this would be related to feeling very vigilant and on guard. Really cool about this vertebrae is that there's this chronic feeling of that they don't deserve to love themselves. So I see this relating to any sort of self-sabotage pattern, from any addiction that goes on to saying yes when they mean no or no when they mean yes. And any form of defensiveness really can tie into this sabotage and not feeling like they deserve that self-love. Okay, there's a building up of negative emotions. In terms of negative emotions, what we mean by that is when they become personal, when you have pathological emotional relationships, it's because of it becoming personal. All emotions are healthy. They naturally serve a very healthy role, but as soon as you think that that emotion is yours, it creates a pathology within the body. And when you hang on to them, it's often coming from a place of just not being aware of them. And sometimes that's happening because there's a, I don't want to be aware of it. That's too much to handle right now. And over time, as that builds up, it creates an overwhelming anger towards life. And the more we hang on to our emotions without looking at them, feeling them, understanding what they really are, just signposts as an opportunity to heal us, then we don't really understand that they are here to be in our support. So again, it continues to fuel the lack of trust in the process of life. So the family sort of roots of this are ones that avoid reality, systematically shoving unacceptable, quote-unquote, feelings into a subconscious, unconscious shadow. So sliding and hiding all those unpleasant realities of life under the rug, sweeping it under the rug is that common expression that we can use here, as well as any sort of chaos experiences can result, and magical misery tour, or the opposite of that magical mystery tour, can be that chronic experience of life. So there's the sense of life is always somehow, mysteriously, magically miserable just for me. So a little bit of that Charlie Brown syndrome. I forget the name of that character, but the one that always has like the rain cloud over his head, that one. So the feeling like you're always expecting to get hit with crap. So thoracic 5 vertebrae area here. The nerves that come off of here supply the liver, the solar plexus, as well as the blood. And the impacts or the conditions that can result with compromise in the circulation of nerve communication here are liver conditions. Any issues with the liver, whether they're genetic due to alcoholic tendencies, however it may come about, any compromise in the liver can be related to issues with the consciousness states here. Fevers, low blood pressure or anemia, poor circulation in general, or arthritis. And the consciousness states here are that there's a feeling of being absolutely terrified of emotions, whether it's their own or others. There's this fear that all hell will break loose if they actually come into contact with their feelings. And as a result of that, it creates an absolute refusal to process their emotions. So emotions get stuffed, they don't get hung on to, and there's also an emotional avoidance with other people. So they, over time, get filled with dammed up feelings of rage, of any other of those emotional suppressions that build up over time as well. But they all seem to end up over time, if they're chronically ignored, leading to a state of rage, regardless of whether it's fear or worry or sadness. As long as they're being ignored, over time they're going to create a certain type of rage that builds up, and any dam must eventually burst. So when there's that breakdown, it literally can create this explosion within the body, physically, mentally, emotionally, somewhere, resulting in some of these conditions that we mentioned earlier. The liver conditions, the fevers are often a way of dispersing any built-up anger or rage. Okay, the family roots of these sorts of things come from one, again, that's very extremely feeling suppressing and reality avoiding. All right, loves. So the thoracic four vertebrae, nerves coming off of here supply the gallbladder as well as its common duct that releases that bile through it. So impacts here can relate to any gallbladder condition. Jaundice, shingles is actually related here as well. The consciousness states of thoracic four vertebrae include a rejection of sexuality. And this is really the rejection of the seat of who it is you are. So when you reject your very basis, your gender, the seat of who it is you are, you're also rejecting your life force, your vitality, as well as the energy that's naturally here to heal you. So all of those go hand in hand. Financial insecurity. And we talked a moment ago about the rejection of sexuality. That can also be related to rejection of your creative energy. And if you're in a career that involves creative energy, then there can be financial insecurity if this gets rejected. So if you're an artist of any form that's rejecting your sexuality, then you are definitely going to link into this starving artist complex. A fear of the career, and a fear of their career actually being successful and giving them the financial security that they are looking for in their life. A feeling of powerlessness. Without an ability to have any fun, to laugh, to feel joy and elation, they tend to avoid lightness. There's no sense of humor. Instead, they're referred to often as a bit of a killjoy, sucking all the joy out of life. A bitterness or a blaming can often consume them. I always see the image, if any of you follow Osho Zen, I always see that image of the morality card, the queen there who looks very stiff and dry. There's an unforgiving type of energy in their attitude, a tendency more towards condemning and needing to make other people wrong. And their experience is that there is no joy. And there's someone to blame, but it sure as hell isn't them. And there's, with this, a sense of righteousness. Okay? So it's a doing unto others what was done unto them, which carries with it a very punishing or punitive type of attitude or mentality. Okay, the thoracic three vertebrae. The nerves that come off of here supply the lungs, the chest, along with the breasts and the nipples. And the impacts or conditions here can be bronchitis, pleurisy, pneumonia, any sort of inflammation or infection here. And congestion, people who just have a chronic congestion, or influenza is one of those really common infections that can relate to issues here. So the consciousness of this particular vertebrae is suffering from inner chaos as well as deep old hurts. So there's a tendency to hang on to those really big things in life. Very easy to do, but at the same time, it creates tremendous pain and it continues to keep them stuck in that past. And one of the best ways they use to stay stuck in that past and old hurts is to not communicate. So there's a feeling like they're unable to communicate about these or anything else, really, out of a place of forgiveness, and or sorry, out of lacking forgiveness for themselves, as well as lacking forgiveness for other people. So they chronically see life in a blame type of orientation. You asked for it. Okay, so any type of road rage, I think we can conveniently throw in here as well. The family can be one that's also very inflammatory in nature, that has that sort of blame frame orientation of, you asked for it, you jerk. So they're often extremely judgmental. And again, there's this mentality of, you made your bed here, now you best lie in it. You get what you deserve here. Sit here and take it. And as long as we feel like we deserve life circumstances, we're immobilized to take any practical action to deal with another perspective, to see life from another perspective. So for people who are feeling really stuck or stagnant in any place, this is often a go-to vertebrae where we have to do a little bit of cleanup work. So the generation of all that inner turmoil is usually a combination of outrage, despair, fear, guilt, shame, and confusion. It often creates a big swampy mess. So if you've done emotional release work or if you've done free fall with me, these are often the people who tune into their body, and we ask them what color it is. They say, oh, that's a blacky brown, or that's a swampy brownish green. Any sort of swampiness or brownness, is usually just a whole schmozzle or smorgasbord of confused emotional states that they have deemed as personal. Like, this person did this to me, so now I feel this way. And that emotion gets hung on to versus released simply by feeling it and moving through it. So anytime that exists, it's usually this combination of so many different things. We're not even sure what it is. And truthfully, it just doesn't matter. All you need to do is step right out of that swamp and move through it. So when we work with those techniques, if you haven't taken them, modules 4-7 and free fall will both help to illuminate emotional release work. I know we're not supposed to have favorite children, but that is definitely my favorite technique. Okay, and our last vertebrae for today, thoracic 2. The areas supplied with the nerves here include the heart as well as its valves, and the coronary arteries that feed the heart muscle. So the blood vessels that feed the heart itself. And the impacts here can include any heart condition or chest pain. The consciousness states are shutting the heart off due to a fear, pain, hurt type of issues. So there's this anticipation of fear, pain, and hurt. So instead, they decide to give themselves pain and hurt long before they run the risk of having to experience that externally. Better to do it when you can plan it and do it to yourself before anybody else can hurt you, is the understanding or mentality here. There's an unwillingness to feel or be vulnerable, an unwillingness to connect or to be in any sort of a merger or partnership with anyone. So it makes relationships very difficult if there's a compromise or a big issue here. There's a deep distrust of the universe. There's a deep distrust of all other people, as well as actually themselves. There's a deep distrust of themselves. They're just simply seeing mirrored in their external environments. So because there's this lack of trust of self, there's also a lack of self-love. And a feeling of never being able to be at peace, and like they don't deserve to be at peace. The family roots in which this come from is that of a highly untrustworthy or a type of background in which it was considered that you were weak if you did trust someone. So any family sort of environment that was attacking in nature or any environment that you're in now that's attacking in nature can lead to a compromise in this particular vertebrae. All right, everyone. So that's it for the lecture piece for this. So we're going to head into the session. As I transfer over the recordings, I'm going to get you to disconnect to your breath and breathing right into this region, T6 to T2, the upper rib cage part of your spine here. Give yourself some slow, deep inhales and exhales.